at y'all, man. I missed y'all. I missed y'all so much. I'm back, and I'm remaining consistent with it. But definitely back, man. Got the car series popping. Made a few upgrades, you know. So we're gonna be doing a few things different this time around. But today's cast, man. You know, I'm actually on my way to my son's football practice. As cold as it is out here, little nippy out here. But other than that, man, just definitely wanted to tap in, man, and really just spread some good energy. Also, I spread some good energy, making people aware of your stance and what you got going on and what you plan on doing. You know, anybody out there that's looking to achieve their dream and achieve what it is that they see that they want for their future selves, their kids' future, their grandkids, whatever the case may be. A lot of people tend to get into this thing that they're too old to do certain things. They're too this, they're too that. You know, overall, man, if you still got the will to live, I'm gonna say that, because you got blind people that are doing things. You got people with no limbs that are learning how to move around and not letting life stop them. You know, at the end of the day, man, I just want this was something that I had to really align myself with and really focus on. And I had to tell myself to shut up and work, man. I had to tell myself to shut up and work, because sometimes what we do is we allow ourselves to get in the way of ourselves. And overall, you know, if you are looking at what the next person has, right, and you like, man, how they get, you know, don't be a person that's congratulating somebody, but then you second, you asking how they got there. Man, shut up and do the work. If that's you, if it's not, then, you know, then don't, you know, if it doesn't apply, let it fly, as they say. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I had to tell myself, because I wasn't hating on nobody. Definitely not that. It was just more so of a, you know what, it's this is not happening. This is not happening. And the reason it's not happening for you is because either you're not showing that you're grateful and that you, you know, are willing to allow yourself to even receive a blessing. You know, sometimes we be asking, you know, we want certain things, but we're not even asking for them because of what reason? I don't know. It could be that you're scared. It could be that you don't feel that you're prepared. It could feel, you may feel that you don't really necessarily deserve to be blessed. And I feel like everybody out here, I don't care what your religion, your denomination, whatever you are, Muslim, Christian, Baptist, Christian, gay or straight, left or right, everybody out here deserves to be blessed and to be happy, you know what I'm saying, within what it is, whatever it is that they're doing. Everybody deserves that, at least that type of energy. And let me tell you, I'll say it for myself. I deserve to be blessed. I deserve to be happy. I deserve every good thing that's happening to me, because you know what? Because, you know, I pray and I ask God, you know, to bless me with those things. And, you know, I was listening to a motivational joint this morning from Steve Harvey. Now, mind you, I never really liked Steve Harvey as a comedian. I just didn't, you know what I'm saying? I just, he actually grew on me. But once I started listening to these motivational videos that he's been dropping, I listened to them literally every morning. Excuse me. I listen to them every morning faithfully. I do not miss, you know what I mean? And it gets me in the mood to where I need to get to and what I need to feel for the day. And it keeps me on the straight and narrow. Like, I'm really, okay, you know what? I got to get up. And it's been allowing me to get up, you know, for the sake of God, you know, to get up and practice gratitude. I've been practicing gratitude every day, just making sure that I'm, you know, I'm thankful for what I have. I'm able to breathe. I'm able to drive my car to work, to a job. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, a lot of us are not grateful for what we have, right? A lot of us feel like, man, you know, oh, man, I got to go to this. You know, if you got to have that feeling about anything that you're doing, you don't need to do it. Now, some things can get strenuous and some things can, you know, get you and really just get on your nerves and things of that nature. It's going to happen. That's life. That is life and it's fine. It's life will come at you in all kind of different ways. But what you have to be is prepared for whatever comes your way. Sit down and prepare yourself. Like, you know what? I know I go out here every day grateful. I know that the evils is going to definitely try to test me and knock me off my square. And at the end of the day, we cannot allow that to happen. You work too damn hard to get where you're at to not be thankful and to not be grateful. Simple as that. You know, in my life right now, I could say so many things. I could be like, man, you know what? I was in this situation, but you made it out of it. I was in that situation, but you made it out of it. I was in, you know, this, and this. I made it, but you made it home safe. You made it to your kids safe. Your kids made it in safe. You know, their mom made it in safe. It's like at the end of the day, we gotta be beyond grateful. And we need to be. Because I feel like if people really acknowledge the fact that, yo, man, you didn't have to wake up this morning. Okay, that's the first thing. You didn't have to make it to work safe. You didn't have to make it back to your house safe. Like, a lot of people don't get that chance. And so I told myself, I said, at the end of the day, when it comes to me and whatever my dream is and whatever I want to do, I'm going to just tell myself to shut up and work. Because there are people out here that are living their dream. Why? Because they actually shut up and they got to work and they doing something they love, making probably millions and millions of dollars because it's what they wanted to do. And I'm definitely gonna do exactly what it is that I want to do. And I'm already doing it. I am literally already doing it. And I'm not one to brag and boast or, you know, take any initiative away from God. But, you know, as I'm moving around and I'm collectively connecting with people or networking with people, I meet people, your life will change. Because I'm gonna tell you straight up, like, yo, man, you need to be doing something different than what you're doing, because you got so much, you got so much potential. I'm already living in my purpose. I am already living in my purpose because anybody around, I'm gonna tell you, if I see that you can do something and I know what you are capable of, because I've either been around you or you've done something to show me, like, yo, you know what? This person deserves way more than what they got going on right now. So I know I'm living my purpose because I've always, outside of being like a natural basketball player, football player, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, I turned my life to the streets. And with doing that, it gave me the scenery, my eyes, the scenery to be like, you know what? This ain't, you know, when I saw that, it wasn't it. I looked at, you know, my kids. I look at other kids and other parents, you know, people's, and, you know, how scary it is for them, man. At the end of the day, man, I'm like, you know, I'm going to tell my side of the story. I'm going to tell these kids, man, you know, they need to stop being lied to. Stop listening to all of these people that say they are doing all these things, but they're not doing it. They've never done it. Never even saw it. So, like, you know, that's why I really came up with today, like, you know, just shut up and work with, you know. And I'm not telling none of my supporters to, shut up in a blatant sense. I'm really just saying in general, when you find yourself like, man, I hate this job. All right, cool. Find something that you love and connect to it. Find something that you really genuinely love and connect to it and make it work. Because I'm telling you, the more and more you do that, the more and more you just shut up and work, man, listen, the more things are going to change. I start showing gratitude every day, right? And my life has changed, because I don't necessarily wake up and have a negative stance. you know, I got to go to work. That was the initiative, right? Steve Harvey said the initiative was, you know, it's not to complain about what you got on your plate. It's the sense that you got that, you put food on your plate to eat, right? So that was the whole thing. We had these kids, we got these cars, we got these apartments, houses, whatever. Bills are gonna come. They ain't going nowhere. Even if you get millions of dollars, you still gonna have to pay bills. So just, you know you gotta deal with it. So stop complaining about something you already know you gotta deal with, and just deal with it. And just be like, you know what, man, my bills are paid. I'm gonna take care of what I gotta take care of, put whatever I gotta put to the side, and start enjoying your life more. And then when you're doing something you love, man, I love getting my podcast and talking about motivating and my life and how I hope I can help the next individual out here. I love this. I love it with every bit, every part of me, you know, and I know this is what I'm here to do, you know, and anybody that comes within around me, it's not going to be how it used to be, where it was more of a, we was around each other, we was out there terrorizing stuff. Now it was more like, man, listen, what you got in your life that you want to accomplish? Oh, you know, well, I want to accomplish, why? What's holding you back? Well, I don't got the resources. Man, there's too much stuff out here where you should not have the resources. You know what I'm saying? You don't even need money to start up half the stuff that's going on. You need your phone. All you need is your phone, really. You know, and then once everything starts to expand and you want to have like a, you know, something, add something, you know, then you do that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you gotta face the fact that am I in the way? Am I in my own way? Because what's the reason why nothing is working for you? It's not because anybody's against you. It's because you're stagnant and you're not moving as you should. And now it's my, you know, it's my turn to tell myself or to tell anybody. At the end of the day, man, if you want something done, shut up and work and get it going. You'll feel so much better. So much better. And when you get it done, you just keep on going. I want everybody up on, you know, listening to the cast to practice gratitude. Practice gratitude this week. Show that you are genuinely, like, you know what, I'm thankful. Thank you, God, for, or whomever you pray to. Thank you, you know, to the universe. Thank you, universe, for listening to my cries and helping me correct things. Because, you know, it's just how it is. And eventually work itself out. Now, I mean, with me, I had to really look at what I had going on. Okay, all right, this is what I got to do. I got to get it together. And I'm gonna do what I got to do, and I'm gonna just keep on moving and pushing forward. Not worried about anything else. Let it be, and whatever comes to me, I prayed on it. And I know that in due time it will come. It may not. One thing I do know is we got to stop expecting things to happen like right then and there. Like it's just like it's supposed to happen. No, eventually what you'll do is you'll make people aware around you, and then you start having like-minded people around you. Then what happens is y'all start motivating one another, and y'all start going. And then next thing you know, your whole surrounding has changed. You know, it's really just me. You know, I don't have a lot of friends. It really is just me. You know, when it comes to that whole friendship thing, if you my friend, you probably like family, because we've been friends, and you know, we hold each other accountable. We hold each other down. You know, and I'm focused, man. I have no other option but to be focused and stay focused, because there's no other way. There's no other option. You know, and with if and even with failing, you're gonna fail at times. You're gonna fall, and you're gonna have to learn a lesson from falling. Because overall, when you look at the situation, you gotta be like, all right, man, what did I do wrong? And then you look at what you did wrong, and then you go ahead and get and you correct it. It's like you telling your kid, hey, man, you did this wrong, but you do this right, I guarantee you'll get a better result. All right, bet. That's what I'm going to do for myself. That's what I'm going to do for my friends. That's what I'm going to do for, you know, those I wish to motivate that I know have the power to be wherever they want to be. I'm not going, like I said, I told myself the other day, I'm not going to the next got job or the next anything that I have when I level up. The next thing that I am going to be doing is I'm going to be on the stage and I'm going to be talking to students. I'm going to be talking to prisoners. I'm going to be talking to women. I'm going to be talking to men. I'm going to be talking to whomever wants to book me. And that's the next line of work I'm going to be doing. So if you are a person that is listening and you have any type of, you know, help center, anything like that, and you wish to have a motivational speaker come, please reach out to me. My Instagram is William.Rutledge. Email is WilliamRutledge772@yahoo.com. Reach out to me. That's my next line of work. I'm not going to work for nobody. I am going to be working for myself, and I'm going to start from the ground up and go, you know, make sure I get on the road and do what I got to do. You know, and as the great brother Eric Thomas said, I am and I will be the next number one motivational speaker. Matter of fact, I'm already there. And it's not a it's not an ego, it's not a overly confident, it's just me being confident, because that's who I am. Why not be right and stand 10 toes down in what you believe in. So right now what I'm doing, I'm shutting up and I'm putting in the work. Because there's no other way. That you can't become number one if you don't put the work in. So check us out on YouTube. William Rutledge Podcast is my YouTube name. Just check us out and just watch. You know, watch and become and be motivated, be inspired. And you know, if you got something going on out there, like I said, just shut up and work. Shut up and work, and I guarantee you, the more you work, and the more you're doing something you love, and the more you work, the more you're going to see the difference in the outcome of everything that you do touch, everything that you, you know, that challenges your ability, you know. And with all that being said, and with that being said and done, I wish everybody to have a good day. Enjoy your Halloween. Although I don't celebrate, you know, I'm always respectful. And you guys have a good one.